Chicago Bears Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion Steve Mongo McMichael is a part of a legacy in Chicago that's always top of mind to true sports fans. He was named first team All-Pro twice, second team All-Pro three times during his career, and is listed as one of the greatest Chicago Bears players of all time. He has also worked tirelessly for countless charitable organizations over the years and has recently been diagnosed with ALS. His wife Misty by his side and great friends helping to raise money for this Bears legend like Glenn Graham, former GM for the Chicago Slaughter, and player Chris Rogers, with an upcoming golf tournament called the Monsters of the Fairway Friday, July 16th at the Bridges of Poplar Creek Golf Course and Country Club. Tickets are available at shy1833.com. And Steve McMichael, Glenn Graham, and Chris Rogers join us tonight. Welcome in, gentlemen.
Thanks
How are you
us.
Doing, brothers? My brothers.
How, right? That's it. Chris and Glenn. Absolutely. Steve, how are you doing, my friend? That's the first thing I wanted to ask you. How you doing these days?
Just like my Slaughter boys, everybody in town. I used to think people feared me, and that's what I saw in their face. But now that I've come up with this condition, all I see is their compassion. And boy, that's the best trait of the human being, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Absolutely is. And I know, you know, this started with you. And I saw your conversation with Jared Payton. You know, you had some issues with your neck, some ruptured discs, you know, feeling some nerve issues. And you really wanted to get to the bottom of it. And you sought a couple different opinions on this.
Yeah, I thought my right arm dying, you know, when I get hit out in the side of the head out there, it shoves your neck to the other side and you mash those discs. They call them bulging discs and a ruptured vertebrae. I still got three of them in my neck that needs three procedures and a plate in my neck, but why? That's like throwing gasoline on the fire, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And now, you know, you kind of had to quickly pivot and navigate through all this, and, you know, thank God you've got your lovely wife Misty by your side to help along the way, right?
Everybody on earth is looking for a girl like that, my friend.
That's
and
great.
And seldom find her.
That's great. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I was going to say, you know, playing football in the 80s wasn't as lucrative financially as it is today for an NFL player. And I'd like to make sure Chicago Bears fans know this, that the Bears organization has really also stepped up to the plate and has been helping out a bit, too.
Yeah, always thought they looked at me like the black sheep of the family, but that's your family, ain't it?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And before the NFL, and they're part of the NFL and all these benefits, but boy, they stepped up and did for me on their own.
Yeah.
So everybody in Chicago can be proud of who owns this team.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. That's great to hear. And, you know, you started, I was going to go back and just talk about the fact that, you know, you started with the Patriots, but after a season, you know, the Bears brought you into the fold, 12 years with them. This town has always been near and dear to you, but the Bears and Ditka have always said, you know, you're not only the biggest part of the legacy, but, you know, he said you're the toughest player he has ever coached. And with that said, you're going to fight this thing.
Oh, yeah. I ain't dead yet, boys.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Oh,
not,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think to this day that the 95 or the 85 Bears are still what we hold high as fans, as the greatest team in our generation. And so, you know, it's what we hold high. And so we got to take care of those who have taken care of us over the years. And you've been so charitable. I mean, everything you've done in your career with the Bears and after the Bears, you've done so many great things for some great organizations. And sometimes, you know, now it's you paid it forward. You know, you really did.
Well, this is one thing I'm most proud of in my life. Not just the All-Pros and the Super Bowl playing football. You can add up all the money I made in football, the money I made in wrestling, and all the money I've made since I've been back in town, being on the radio and owning a sports bar, Mongo McMichael's out here in Romeoville, being in a band, all the appearance money I've made, signing my autograph. You can add all that up together and it still don't add up to the money I helped charity raise.
Okay.
No question. No question at all. No question.
That's how you pay it forward, people.
You do. You absolutely do.
Yeah.
You
Those who do for others get back tenfold, my friends.
And that's what you've got great friends doing for you right now. You know, because we were talking, you're talking a little bit about wrestling. You did the WWF and WCF, but then came the Chicago Slaughter. And, you know, with our mutual friend, Arnie Silvestri at the helm, Jim McMahon was involved at some point. Our pal Jared Payton played for the team. You know, and after all those years, you know, for you, and I'm asking this, like, what was more gratifying for you, being on the field and playing the game or being behind the scenes and coaching the game?
You know, that was professional football, even though it was indoors. This one I'm proud of. In 2009, we went undefeated and won the championship.
Right.
Unlike any other professional football coach in Chicago's history.
Right.
Which is pretty tremendous.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty tremendous. You know, and during your time with the Bears and playing on the field, like, you know, what are some of those moments? You played with – you made so many great – longtime friends from that team. I mean, you still much look back on those days as just being just legendary.
Well, you know, to win a championship, you ain't got you don't have a bunch of selfish guys out there trying to make their play. They will sacrifice themselves for somebody to make the play on that team. And that's a family mentality, that somebody will sacrifice themselves for the family. You understand?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We all consider ourselves family, but that don't mean at the family picnic there'll be two uncles fighting in the backyard over the last beer, huh?
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
But nobody else better mess with them.
No, not at all. Not at all. But you know, you've always had a very positive outlook. You said you were kind of the black sheep of the family, which I never saw it. I just saw, you know, you're a football player, you're a tough guy. And and Mike, you know, Ditka just loved coaching you. I mean, maybe there was some headaches here and there, but my God, you know, what you did for the team was pretty incredible. But you know, you look back now and look at that career and everything else, and really how you've carried that very positive philosophy in life and paying it forward to other people. I mean, it's just in your blood, man. That's just always who you've been.
Yeah, well, it's what they mean when they say, oh, the culture's got to change. McMahon was the same way as me. When we came here, we were considered counter their culture.
Mm-hmm.
But what culture when you're losing?
Right, right.
So
right.
We're going to be counter that.
No, you shook it up a little bit, right? And got people on their toes.
Well, you know how, boys, I realized how to make a tired offensive lineman work his butt off in practice. You piss him off.
You're right. You're right.
That's when you learn the speed of the game on Sunday.
Not only on the field, but off the field, honestly.
Well,
yeah.
We had some idiot savants out there you couldn't fool.
That's true. That's true. That's absolutely true. And now you've got these two gentlemen on the...
There was only a few of us out there could do a radio show like you guys. But most of them, they didn't have that in their idiot's mind. They could play football, but they couldn't do a radio show, brother.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've been doing that for years. It must have been a thrill for you then to do some of those pre-games, obviously, over the years, too. I mean, and be still so connected to the team.
Listen, I've been on the airway so long here in Chicago, I got a sag after pension.
Do you really? That's great. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Every little bit helps, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Every little bit helps.
I believe my mother called it mailbox money. They send it to you every month in the mailbox.
Yeah, you can't beat it. That's great. That's great.
Hey, you know, Po.
You know, we talked about the Chicago Slaughter a little bit, and you got two friends of yours on the line here, GM Glenn Graham and defensive back Chris Rogers.
We need to get to them and let them put over this golf tournament they're going to throw for me.
Yeah, but Glenn and Chris, and I'll start with Glenn, I mean, you both saw a need here and came together for your friend to raise some money. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was, you know, as soon as I heard, I actually live in Arizona now. But yeah, as soon as I heard about this, I reached out to Arnie Silvestri, who is, you know, who was one of the original owners of the Chicago Slot. And I said, hey, we really need to do something for Steve. And, you know, he reached out to Steve and, you know, we decided to do a golf outing. And then, you know, I talked to Chris and, you know, we're getting this going on July 16th.
But Glenn, just as, you know, as you did, as you managed this team, like, talk to us about, you know, just from your perspective about Steve's legacy in football in general, indoor, outdoor, doesn't matter here in the city of Chicago.
Oh, well, you know, obviously his legacy is, you know, speaks for himself, but, you know, as much as we like to, you know, say the Chicago Slaughter was the draw, but, you know, we knew at the end of the game, at the end of the game, we allowed all the fans to come onto the field and they were able to, you know, get autographs from the players and the coaches. And Steve always had the longest line. And, you know, every time we were on the road, you know, everybody wanted to meet Steve. Everybody wanted to talk to Steve. So, you know, he was a great draw for us.
And, you know, and, you know, boys, where after the game, they would set up a table on the field for me.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Right.
That's great. Well, I mean, I was at an event with you and Ditka. It was an event some years ago, a gridiron event. And, yeah, I hung around until I got to say hello to you, and it was a thrill to meet you back then. But that's why, again, you know, Glenn, it's so critical, you know, to help someone who has given out back so much of himself to communities everywhere for decades.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when it comes to Steve, I mean, you know, there's no other person that, you know, we definitely want to do this for, you know. And you know, when we started the Slaughter, you know, Steve was, you know, Mike Ditka had had the rush at the time, but that, you know, that was their big draw. And, you know, and we obviously knew we needed something for the Chicago Slaughter. So we got Steve on board, and, you know, he was gracious in his time, and he coached and obviously took it seriously. Like he said, in 2009, we won that championship, and, you know, we were actually the, if you look back, we actually, you know, now it's arena football, so you got to take this, but I think we had an average winning margin of 40 points.
Wow.
That season.
That's amazing.
So,
yeah.
You know, but if you want to put it in regular football terms, it was probably around, you know, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, right. Steve, what were you going to say?
In the years we did that team, we won twice as many games as we lost.
Yeah.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah. A lot of legacy there. Gentlemen, hang on a few minutes. I have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to Chris Rogers about the fundraising golf tournament. It's called Monsters of the Fairway. It's coming up July 16th, and we'll do that next on 720 WGN. All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking to Bears great Steve Mongo, McMichael, and Glenn Graham. Chris Rogers from the Chicago Slaughter. Chris, let's talk in detail about this upcoming golf event that's happening on Friday, July 16th.
Okay. So it's July 16th. It's at the Bridges of Poplar Creek. We're going to do a shotgun start at 1 o'clock. We're going to have a silent auction, dinner afterwards. And, yeah, we're raising all the money, and it's all going to Mongo Bird to help them fight this battle with ALS.
Well, here's the biggest thing, too. I know there's been a few fundraisers already out there. You know, friends loyal to Steve want to jump in. But it's important to mention this because not all charitable events and not all charities work this way. But 100%, we're not talking 90%, we're talking 100% of the proceeds are going to go to Steve and the McMichael family. Am I right, Chris?
Absolutely. So everything from the silent auction bids to the extra ticket sales to the raffles, we're donating everything straight to the family.
That's great. Chris or Glenn, you wanted to shout out something to Linda Sheck in the Tourism Department of Hoffman Estates?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention Linda Sheck over at Hoffman Estates. She helped myself and Chris get the golf outing, the dates, and just get everything organized. So we definitely appreciate that. And then also Arnie Silvestri, you know, who also was one of the owners of the Slaughter. And then David Flood, who was also another owner of the Slaughter and also a big sponsor. He has a company called Consumer Cannibals Company, and they're also going to be a large sponsor of the golf outing.
I know who that is. So it's chi1833.com, chi1833.com, where you can get tickets for that, and there's also some sponsorships still available as well. Steve, I just want to say this outpour of love and support must be really overwhelming, but I'm sure, you know, equally grateful to the fans you have been so good to for so many years.
Yeah, the way I've treated people over the years here in town is like the antithesis of how some self-centered jock treats them in their life. You know, get away from me, you don't get no autograph. Well, I promise you, Everybody in town that's met me in the past, they remember that meeting.
That's right.
You know?
Absolutely.
I give them personal time and make them feel like everybody's important to me, and they were.
You paid it forward. You paid it forward, my friend. The upcoming golf tournament called Monsters of the Fairways, Friday, July 16th at the Bridges of Poplar Creek Golf Course and Country Club. And again, tickets, more information, including sponsorship opportunities, are available at shi1833. That's chi1833.com. And we'll make sure we put that on the website as well. My thanks to you all. And Steve, it was an honor talking.
Real quick.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I want to make sure. Are you going to be there? We want to make sure you're going to be there.
I will be there, my friend. July 16th.
All right.
I'm there. I am
all
absolutely
right.
There.
Just wanted to make sure.
Thank you. And Steve, again, honor talking to you, and be well, my friend.
You guys being the sister station, tell my surrogate son, Jared Payton.
Absolutely. No question.
I love and respect.
Nice to say.
Because you know, that year he come and played for the Slaughter.
Yeah.
He showed me he had some balls.
I bet he did. I bet he did. He's a great guy. Yeah, we are a sister station. Thanks, Steve. Thanks to everybody. Appreciate it.